You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase 2 or 3 select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to look at the strongly approved numbers. So this isn't just Republicans who like Donald Trump. This is Republicans who love Donald Trump. And he's up like a rocket. Look at this. In July 2017, the strongly approved was 53%. That's pretty good. But look at where he is now. 63% of Republicans strongly approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing about 5 months into his presidency. Republicans love Donald Trump the way that Americans love Disney World. The bottom line is 63%. That is a huge, huge base. And of course, it's just part of a Republican base in which about 90% of them overall approve of him, including the somewhat approves as well.
I mean, every politician would like this number here, especially to see it go up. How about compared to other presidents who were Republicans?
Yeah, it's history making. It's history making. What are we talking about here? So why don't we look back? We have all the presidents, Republican presidents, going back over the last 35, 36, 37 years. What are we talking about? GOP, who strongly approved 5 months in. Look at this. George H.W. Bush, Bush 41, 46%. Bush 43, 59. You see Trump the first term, 53. But look at this, 63%. He beats all the other Republicans on the board here. And I was looking even back since Reagan. And get this, Donald Trump beats Ronald Reagan when it comes to the strongly approved 5 months. And of course, Reagan was coming off that high after that assassination attempt. So the bottom line is Donald Trump is making history with the Republican base. He is more beloved by this Republican base than any Republican base loved any GOP president 5 months in. It is history making.
History making. You heard it yourself. President Donald J. Trump just made history, and CNN, of all news outlets, had to admit it with their own data, but they left something out. Here's what they're not telling you. While Trump is breaking popularity records that even Reagan couldn't touch, the Democrat Party is literally falling apart from the inside. High-profile Democrats are jumping ship faster than you could say Make America Great Again, and I got the full list of who's abandoning this sinking ship. What you're about to see will absolutely blow your mind. We're talking about historic numbers that CNN themselves called sobering news for their dwindling Democrat viewers. Trump has achieved something no Republican president has ever done in modern history, and we're only 5 months into his presidency. This is going to absolutely make your day. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to give you a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, how many of you have a hard time getting to sleep at night? I know I do. I got a hard time shutting the professor's brain off with all the amazing news that I want to analyze each and every day. Well, I found something that's going to help you kiss that sleep frustration goodbye. I have told you guys about this for some time. I've been using Beam Dream for months now, and I genuinely cannot imagine my nights without it. I fall asleep. I'm seriously, I kid you not, I fall asleep in under 30 minutes, and I stay asleep throughout the night, deep sleep. And I wake up without that foggy, sluggish feeling. In fact, since I started taking Dream consistently, I've noticed a real difference in my focus, my mood, my energy throughout the day. Dream is made with top quality, science-backed ingredients that help you relax and get the deep, uninterrupted sleep your body needs. And unlike other sleep aids, there's no grogginess the next day, just clear-headed, focused energy. So if sleep is something you've been struggling with, I can't recommend Dream enough. Right now, you could save up to 40% off with my exclusive Beam discount. Just click the link below or scan the QR code and use code TURLEY at checkout. Don't settle for restless nights. Try Dream. You're going to feel the difference. It's amazing stuff. Click on that link below right now. All right, so here's the data that made CNN journalists need therapy sessions. As you saw, 63% of Republicans, a supermajority, strongly approve of Donald Trump's job performance just 5 months in to Trump 2.0. And to put that in perspective, that beats every Republican president in the last 40 years, including the legendary Ronald Reagan. Reagan was indeed the standard bearer Republican of the Cold War era and the immediate period following the end of the Cold War. But Trump, President Trump, is the standard bearer Republican for the new conservative age that's rising all over the world, the age of civilization states. He is now the definitive standard bearer. And again, I think these numbers underscore a common theme that we talk often on this channel, and that's how Trump's support that he garners from tens of millions of Americans across the nation is literally mythic in nature. It's not political, right? The loyalty that he commands, the approval, the adoration, the disposition that he commands among the population is not political, it's not economic, it's not pragmatic, it is mythic in nature. And that's what you have to understand. The German scholar Oswald Spengler recognized that whenever populations fear the end of their culture, they fear the decline of their civilization, those same populations almost always put their hopes in what Spengler called a Caesar figure. So this is the mythic prototype of a Saint George, a larger than life figure who people believe can actually rescue their nation from its enemies, both within and without. In other words, a Caesar figure is a person who rises up and publicly fights for and defends civilization from the forces that seek to destroy it. And even CNN at one point openly recognized that Trump, particularly Trump 2.0, was more akin to a conquering Caesar than anything else, especially as he enters the UFC arenas, right? Looking like Caesar entering into his Colosseum. That's the key to understanding why Trump commands such support and approval. The United States under Ronald Reagan was not under this kind of danger of culturally collapsing like it is today, under the threat of cultural Marxist wokeness and open borders and the global division of labor that's shipping our manufacturing industry overseas to third world countries, all the while importing their populations for cheap labor here. Trump is seen as a conquering hero who is effectively slaying the dragons that seek to destroy our nation. He is Saint George in that mythic sort of sense. And the key is that that mythic approval is rubbing off on the Republican Party as a whole. In 2024, Trump had a 96% win rate for all Trump-endorsed candidates. 96%. In 2022, it was 95% win rate. The Republican base is not just supporting Trump. They're in love with him, as Harry Enten said, the way Americans love Disney World, right? And as we saw with the likes of virtually all the Republican House members who voted to impeach Trump back in his first term, even when Trump endorses challengers against incumbent Republicans in the primary, the majority of the time, the challenger always wins. So Trump has a political power, the likes of which we simply, literally, have never seen in the Republican Party. Now, while Trump is breaking records here, Things are an absolute nightmare for the Democrats. The Democrat Party is experiencing nothing less than a mass exodus that would make the Titanic jealous. Now, among the growing list of Democrat leaders who have officially abandoned the party, you got Karine Jean-Pierre, right? Biden's former DEI White House press secretary. She's gone. In fact, her latest book that no one will read is actually entitled Independent. You have Kentucky State Senator Robin Webb. She just left a few weeks ago. We did a video on that. Randy Weingarten, right, president of the American Federation of Teachers. She's abandoned the DNC. Same Lee Saunders as well, the president of American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He has also abandoned the DNC. Florida's top state Democrat, the Senate majority, Senate minority leader, Jason Pizzo, their number one state Democrat. He just defected. He's now an independent. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, of course, he formally left the Democrat Party. He is now an independent. In fact, New York City Democrats have just embraced a full-blown communist. But this is nothing. This is just the leadership. Here's the massive story mainstream media won't tell you. Over 1 million voters have switched from Democrat to Republican in the past year across 43 states. 1 million voters have left the Democrat Party and have become Republicans in the last year. Gang, this isn't just politicians. This is regular Americans, voters, saying enough is enough. Here's what this really means. We are witnessing a political realignment of historic proportions. The data shows that roughly two-thirds of party switchers are moving to the Republican Party. They're not becoming independents. They are registering as Republicans. That's over 1 million new Republicans compared to only 630,000 new Democrats over the last year. It's nearly 2-to-1 ratio. And get this, it's happening literally everywhere. It's happening in suburban counties from Denver to Atlanta. It's happening in medium-sized cities like Harrisburg and Raleigh. Even traditionally blue strongholds like Jersey and New York. But it gets even worse. Here's the Democrats' real nightmare scenario. Their biggest states, California, Illinois, New York, they're all shrinking. While Republican states, literally to the number, are all growing. Blue states are shrinking and red states are exploding in population. Now, if current trends continue, Democrat states could lose at least 12 House seats and Electoral College votes to Republican states by 2030. This isn't just about numbers. This is about momentum. This is about trends. This is about energy. I mean, think about just, again, broad. Take a step back and look at the big picture here, gang. Look at what's happening. Military recruitment is through the freaking roof right now because young men are so excited about serving under leaders who celebrate strength instead of apologizing for it. Conservative policies are working, from border security, which, by the way, we now know for the month of June, did you hear it? Illegal border crossings? Zero. Zero. May and June, 2 months back to back, zero illegal border crossings. Conservative policies are working, from our border economic growth. Americans are seeing results. The culture war is shifting. The University of Pennsylvania is having to offer formal apologies to all the female swimmers that lost to the trans swimmer Leah Thomas. They are issuing, they're stripping Leah Thomas of all medals, and they are offering formal apologies to every single female athlete that had to compete against Leah Thomas. You're going to see that across the nation in all colleges that shamefully participated in that fiasco. The culture war is shifting. We're seeing states like Texas and Florida leading the fight against inappropriate content at so-called family-friendly events, libraries, and all, while Democrats defend the indefensible. Even Trump's renaming of military assets from political activists back to Medal of Honor American Hero recipients shows this administration understands that names matter, history matters, honoring our heroes matter, culture matters. Here's the bottom line. Trump isn't just popular. Trump is historically dominant. Meanwhile, the Democrat Party is hemorrhaging. They're hemorrhaging leaders, they're hemorrhaging voters, and they're hemorrhaging credibility faster than a punctured balloon. We are living through a political realignment that historians will study for decades, and we're a part of it. The question is not whether the conservative movement is winning. The question is, how big will our victory be? So what do you think? Are we witnessing the complete collapse of the modern Democrat Party? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, because this story, the story that you are helping to write each and every day, is just getting started. We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awaken. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and pre-order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.